Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, March 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Believers move to celebrate peace amidst the disintegration of the process in the Middle East. The Kosovo crisis needs prayer, and a translation project's success hinges on the right equipment. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. New violence in the Middle East tops the news. Strikes and retaliations over the weekend are a blow to the stalled peace process. The tensions among neighboring countries are reaching a breakpoint, especially in Jordan. However, leading the ways, Joshua Youssef says the instability threatening Jordan won't do much to change their ministry approach.
Governments are aware of our broadcast and are not necessarily supportive of it, but they allow it to exist. And we do our programs in a very culturally sensitive way. We don't involve politics in any way. We don't involve any kind of political discourse. It is solely lifting up the name of Jesus.
Youssef says staff members are taking the appropriate security measures as the crisis grows. He urges prayer for a more important ministry change.
We broadcast currently 3 nights a week. We'll be going to a 4th night at the beginning of April, and we're actually going to step up our follow-up, and we're working with several organizations throughout this part of the world to ensure that happens.
Next, while millions of people have seen the Mel Gibson film The Passion of the Christ, thousands have accessed Truth Media's website, thelife.com. Truth Media is a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ Canada. Truth Media's Karen Schenk.
In the last 30 days, we've seen an average of about 10,000 visitors a day coming to the website. We have a chat room. We were seeing constantly about 30 to 35 people in that chat room all day long. So we put together, 24-hour moderation, and we have seen quite a few people being led to the Lord.
Truth Media uses the Internet for evangelism regularly. Schenk says this website, which is designed around the film, had a unique response.
We've never seen one just start at this level and just to have these kind of numbers and impact coming in right from the get-go.
Schenk says the site will be translated into other languages as the film is translated. You're listening to Mission Network News. 25 Serbian churches were destroyed in Kosovo's capital last week in a 3-day wave of deadly sectarian violence that caught peacekeepers off guard. NATO rushed extra troops into Kosovo to restore order. However, the area remains edgy. Ministry leaders called a vigil for peace, safety, and stability in their country. Baptist World Aid, the relief arm of the alliance, has outreach through relief work in both Kosovo and Serbia. There is some concern the security issues may interfere with their work. Meanwhile, speakers of English as a second language are growing in number in the United States. It's presenting an incredible opportunity for Christians to reach out. Cornerstone University held its 3rd annual English as a Second Language Ministry Conference over the weekend, and the attendance tripled. Conference coordinator Dr. Michael Pasquale.
Churches want to be able to reach out to their neighbors and see to meet a practical need, but also to be able to have a way to introduce themselves to those around their church.
Pasquale says this conference helps churches start ESL programs and network more effectively. ESL helps Anne Malakut work with international students through InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
It's to welcome students to the area and then to share Jesus with them and then to equip them to be basically ambassadors and witnesses for Jesus in their home countries for those that go home.
And the lack of adequate medical services may hamper Bible translation work in Papua New Guinea. That's according to JARS, where they're working to provide essential medical equipment at a clinic in Yukarumpa. Medical services are on the decline due to increasing security problems, and for the team, the clinic is the only access to medical help. At this stage, the project only needs $12,000. JARS speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.